climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3 online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
Hey, KID crew, it is a Make a Difference Monday here, and I started my Monday off in a beautiful way. I was at the Festival of Trees. The theme, as I've mentioned, is Candy Cane Lane, and they really knocked it out of the park. The trees are absolutely breathtaking. You've got delicious baked goods. I heard a lot of chatter. I didn't get a chance to try these, but I'm hearing that the chili and the enchiladas are out of this world. So I will definitely be back throughout the week, so I'll have to try those out. But I did find some really cute things in the boutique. Got to say hi and chat with Santa a little bit, so that was fun. Again, all of the proceeds from this are going to go to benefit DWI. They do amazing work in our community. They help people with disabilities gain really good self-esteem and independence. So the Festival of Trees 2024, it's at the Elks Lodge in Idaho Falls, and it goes all the way through Friday until 9 p.m. So it'll open up at 10 a.m. and run right through until 9 p.m. So I invite you to check it out. It definitely will get you in that Christmas spirit. There's a lot of Christmas magic there. Speaking of making a difference, on this Make a Difference Monday, I wanted to highlight our passion project, A Pet for a Vet. We've teamed up, as you know, with Coming Home Incorporated to match a worthy, deserving veteran with Sweet Willow, an adorable golden retriever puppy. So joining me in studio once again to chat all about this, we've got Oli and Donnie from Coming Home Incorporated. Ladies, it's so good to have you back in studio.
It's always great to be back with you.
Most definitely.
So let's talk nominations right off the bat. We really, KID crew, want to get as many nominations as possible because we want to make sure that we match Willow with her perfect match. So, ladies, what would you like people to know about this nomination process, about A Pet for a Vet?
One thing that we were kind of thinking about is that you can nominate more than one veteran. So, you know, if you've got three or four veterans in your life, nominate them all if you think that this could benefit them.
Yeah, we really want to find a veteran that that has a need, whether that's physical or emotional, just someone that Willow can help bless their lives. So, and we really do need your help. We know who we know, but we don't know all of the veterans out there. And we know that there's a need. We just need to get those names. And then we'll kind of do our due diligence. We'll reach out and see if it's going to be a good fit. But we're really excited for this perfect little pair.
I love that you're pointing out a couple of things. First of all, that you don't have to be limited to nominating one veteran. We have a lot of great veterans in our community. And also the fact that this is important because Willow is so sweet. And it's important that she is matched with the right veteran to be her constant companion. And she is going to be trained specifically to help meet the needs of a specific veteran. Exactly. So this isn't one size fits all.
Right. And just like we're hoping Willow will bless someone's life, we need to make sure that we have the right veteran to bless Willow's life. So it is, you know, we don't want to just have one person and be like, well, okay, we'll make this work. We mm-hmm. really want it to be a perfect pair so that it's a blessing on both ends.
And I think it will be. And will. What beautiful timing, just in time for the holidays. Let's talk a little bit about the training, because this training is going to be really specific. And I understand you could use some sponsors to step up and help.
Definitely. The training does cost, obviously, and especially if we're dealing with a disabled veteran, that's going to make the training cost even more. And so we're trying to pair up with anybody that would like to help with this as far as sponsoring the training. we still need some people to help us with that. So yep. Any local business, individuals, just know that you'd be making a difference in a veteran's life.
Yep, for sure.
And, you know, KID Crew, I received a call a few days ago from Chaz, and he is going to be donating a grooming so that lovely Miss Willow will look her best when she is introduced to her companion, her veteran companion. And Chaz actually challenged all of the businesses to step up and donate in one way or another, whether that's some dog food or dog toys or some adorable dog apparel or whatever you can do. As you ladies have illustrated, it will make a difference.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate Chaz. And it just goes to show that, you know, we can't all help in the same way. Monetarily doesn't work for everyone. But we can all give in some way. And Chaz showed us that. So I think it's great. And like you said, there's more than one way that people can give and help this project out.
Yep, definitely.
So let's get the information out there for people. If they're hearing this and it's resonating, Donnie and Ole, how can people get a hold of you and let you know that they would like to donate something or step up to help with the cost of the training?
We're pretty active on social media, so the best way to reach out to us is send us a message, Coming Home Inc. on Facebook. So that's probably the best way to reach us.
We're also easy to reach right now on KID, thanks to you guys. So that's a great way.
That's right. You can make your nominations. It's very simple. KIDnewsradio.com. Just go there. It's very simple to nominate someone. So don't be scared away. Very simple. Just put a little information down there, and this is going to go a long ways. Ladies, I would love to give you an opportunity to just send a message to people that are listening right now. Then we'll keep you in studio, and when we come back, let's talk a little more about Coming Home Incorporated and some of the great success stories that you have seen firsthand. But as we're heading out to break, just a quick message from each of you. We have about 1 minute on what you'd like people who are listening to know.
Just take care of your veterans, and this is a great way to do that. You know, we're all working and networking together. If we're all hand in hand in this project, it's going to go over really well, and hopefully we'll have some more success in the future with it as well.
Yeah, agreed. I'm a big believer that we all have an obligation to our country in one way or another, and this is a way that we can give back. So, and a way that you guys can give back by helping out with this project and helping nominate some veterans.
And it's all about serving each other, you know. That's what better medicine than taking the time to serve each other.
It's so true. And it's the perfect day to really zero in on that, KID crew. This is Make a Difference Monday. And I continue to believe that the best way to really find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And as you, Donnie and Ole, have pointed out, everybody has something unique that they can contribute. It doesn't always have to be monetary. There are lots of different ways that you can make a difference. And so consider stepping up and donating where you can. And we really would love it if you'd head out right now to KIDnewsradio.com and nominate the veterans you know, because one thing we can all agree on, they deserve our gratitude. We'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more about what Coming Home Incorporated is doing. Keep it right here.
Hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota, on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
KID crew, it's Jill Lynn Thomas. I'm so happy you're along on this Make a Difference Monday. And let me tell you, we have got a lot to cover. I mean, there's so much happening post-election. A lot of really intriguing conversations popping up. There's just no shortage of things for you and I to get into. And we're going to do that. And we'll open up the phone lines a little bit later on. But just coming off of Veterans Day, and as we're looking at a different path for America with the changing of the guard, I can't help but think about this. America is the land of the free because it's the home of the brave. And our veterans step up in such incredible ways. They go into the most dangerous arenas, knowing full well that doing so might require the ultimate sacrifice, and yet they do it anyway. That's why I'm so excited about Coming Home Incorporated's Pet for a Vet promotion. We're so honored to be able to help get the word out about this. So Donnie and Oli from Coming Home Incorporated stuck around with me through the break, and we're going to get a little bit more into why what they're doing is so important. You know, KID crew, I think that sometimes when our veterans come home, we're so relieved that they're back on American soil that we just assume that everything's okay. And if we can't see any injury with our eyes, then we assume everything is A-okay. But as we were chatting about, ladies, most of the time the injuries, the trauma, it's not visible to the eye. But just because we can't see it doesn't make it any more challenging. So I would love to have you, Oli, tell us a little bit about what your goal really is with Coming Home Incorporated.
Thank you. Yeah, our goal is to help heal our veterans through service and through camaraderie, and we want them to feel safe, to feel welcome home, not just come back to where they once lived, but to feel home. Like, home's a pretty special word when you think about it.
It is.
And a lot of them never feel that again. And we need to help facilitate that. And that's what we do.
And I think it's the perfect name for your organization, because it is not as easy to come home for our veterans as we might like to imagine. So you really are helping them connect with support systems and feel comfortable and feel excited about being home. And only I know that you guys are just so committed to making that happen for our vets. So thanks for the good work. And Donnie, I know you have some great stories to share as well. Some of the successes that you've already seen.
Yeah, I mean, we've got veterans hanging out with each other outside of our events, which was ultimately, I think, one of the main goals was getting these guys building bonds and relationships that can last a lifetime. We've had the QRF has helped us in many ways and facilitated a way for us to help other veterans. We've had some success that way, truly pulling veterans right out of their darkest hours, being able to reach out to other organizations as well. So once again, it's all about networking and figuring out who's down to help.
It's so true. And with Veterans Day having just passed, one of the things that I saw an awful lot of was there were a lot of articles, a lot of talk about how service pets can be a veteran's best friend in a dark and difficult moment. They can really help with PTSD and giving a sense of calm. And after meeting Miss Willow, she is certainly calm, isn't
she's
she?
She's going to offer that to the veterans is chosen perfect. Because she's perfect.
Oh, she is. Yep. And KID crew, if you haven't had a chance to see her yet, head out to our Facebook page. You're going to be able to see a video. It was so much fun. I fell in love with her in like 5 seconds flat. She's just that sweet. So check that out. And then please take a moment and go out to KIDnewsradio.com and click on Pet for a Vet, and you're going to be able to nominate the veterans in our community who could benefit from companionship with Willow. And I just want to put this out. If you're having difficulty, if navigating technology is not for you, don't hesitate to reach out to Coming Home Incorporated. They will help you get that nomination filled out.
Definitely. We want everybody to feel like this is an inclusive thing that we can all do, and not everyone's savvy with the internet. Not everybody is comfortable with it. So we'll find a way to get the information to you.
Yep, we'd love to help. And also, we'd love nominate yourself. You know, no one knows your need greater than you. If you're the one that this seems to resonate with, let us know. Like, you don't, it doesn't have to be nominating someone else. You are more than welcome to nominate yourself if you feel like there's a need.
And we'll have paper nominations printed out, or nomination sheets printed out at our next event. And that's going to be Wednesday the 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Guns and Gear. And we're inviting any veteran that would like to join us to please come. But we'll have some printed out nomination forms there.
And that's going to be another opportunity for these veterans to come together mm-hmm. and make those important connections. So Wednesday at Guns and Gear, 6:30 p.m. Come on out. Come hungry and come out and support this. And again, they'll have those paper nominations. So you can certainly fill that out if that's a little more comfortable for you rather than technology. But again, it's KIDnewsradio.com. Ladies, what would you like people to know maybe about veterans that they don't know? Maybe shatter any stereotype?
Yeah, so I think that's great. A lot of you already know from following Jolynn that we had a brother who struggled with PTSD and anxiety and some depression and some substance abuse. And ultimately he took his own life because it just became too much. And for those of you who knew him, you would have never thought it because he was just happy when he was out.
Happiest.
Now, and that's the key, is when he was out, he seemed fine. It's all the other times. So I would encourage all of you to just think of someone that maybe you're starting to notice is isolating more, pulling away, maybe not showing up to things with friends and family like they used to be or like they used to. That can be a pretty significant clue that something's going on and that person could really use some help.
I love that. Looking out for those red flags. Yeah. Donnie, how about you? We've got about a minute left.
I think I feel kind of the same way with Oli. You know, we've all known someone that has chose to end their life early. And it's all about reaching out to people, letting people know you care. But for sure, those veterans, because like you were saying, you know, those inner wounds are the ones that are the hardest for other people to see. It's important to keep up with the people that we know have served and make sure they know they're appreciated and they've got people on their side.
Yep, check in with them.
And on this Make a Difference Monday, KID crew, we can all step up in small and simple ways and make sure that our veterans who have given so much are not suffering in silence. Go to KIDnewsradio.com right now. I encourage you, this is a way to make a difference. Nominate as many veterans as you believe could benefit from the companionship of Sweet Willow. Oli and Donnie, thank you so much for what you're doing and for taking time to chat with me.
Thank you
for having us. It's such a blessing. We appreciate you.